This podcast is brought to you by One Inch Max for small causes everywhere.
Ready?
3, 2.
Kevin!
Wow, that was pretty weak, Alex.
My headphones got caught in my computer, and so I was worried about spilling and worried about my headphones falling off my head. So,
all right, well, that's,
you know, off to a tough start here already.
That's okay.
But good to see your face.
Yeah.
It's good to see other faces.
I know. We got a bunch of other faces in here.
Yeah,
we had to kick them out of the studio.
Yeah, we had a full office almost.
Yeah.
Maybe too many people in the office.
Probably not.
For the first time since COVID, we've had over 7.5 people in the studio. And the first time that we've had Center Design Studio LLC formed like Voltron.
Yeah.
And Kevin and I typically work and podcast, just the two of us here. And
yeah, we move in silence.
We move in silence like lasagna.
Like cheese and lasagna.
That's right. Thank you, Kevin. But we have a full squad.
I know. It was probably not going to hear any of the conversation we had before because it kind of sucked. But what we were saying before is we had to kick everybody out of the studio.
Yeah.
Because Alex was getting performance anxiety.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just not good podcasting.
Well, I need to feel comfortable, and something about performing like this in front of all of our employees felt just a little overwhelming.
Yeah, especially you had your back to them. Maybe if we'd turned the table and it was like...
Yeah.
I mean, it still would have been awkward because they're working and like doing stuff and got to have some sort of discourse between each other. And you know, people moving around, doing other stuff. It's not great with live mics.
But. No, and so we kicked them out, went to lunch. The reason why everyone is here is because we're doing a little off-site, a little center kickback, if you will. Flew in the remote West Coasters, and we are going to a secret location.
Yeah, we are
in an undetermined, or actually
a secret location in Lake Wallenpaupac, Pennsylvania.
Yep, exactly. And got an Airbnb, got a jacuzzi and a theater room and a pool table and a kitchen and a lot of vibes.
Yeah, the vibes.
Yeah, we're going to go kick it and take off from work, technically, even though it's technically work.
We better be taking back.
Yeah. We're not doing any team building or sort of future planning.
That's what you think.
We're cold chilling, Kevin. And we're going to celebrate our success and our camaraderie and the fact that we have... I don't want to say survived COVID because COVID is still very much a thing, but we are a team that has been virtual for the last year and a half, and we can congregate.
I would like to plug at 2 Instagram accounts.
Oh, we're doing this.
Yeah, I mean,
free ads. Hashtag free ads.
I mean,
it's a better segment than virus talk.
If you let me finish.
Whoa.
If you let me finish, you'll figure out what I'm going to say.
All right, go.
And the 2 Instagram accounts I'm plugging.
Let's go.
One of them happens to be a free ad for myself.
Okay.
My Instagram channel, pickleboy.420.
Okay.
You know, hit me up. I'm going to be selling some hot sauce and some kimchi. Mm-hmm. I am leaving Brooklyn for a little bit until the end of the year, and I need to move some of my products.
Oh, my God.
And I've got kimchi, and I've got some very spicy hot sauce, and I'll be dropping them on there. So if you follow me and live in Brooklyn, or, I mean, I guess New York or wherever the fuck, I'm going to hand deliver it to you on my bike, and you can have it, and it's really good.
Drop shipment hot sauce, kimchi, fermented foods.
It's fermented hot sauce and kimchi. So I'll have prices and everything. So yeah, or just give me a follow because you know I do be making shit.
Can I give you an endorsement really quickly before you get into the second one? I'm a fan of Kevin, as everyone knows. Kevin's work in the kitchen is pretty strong. I think we've talked a little bit about how he likes to cook and how he makes sandwiches, and we're both guys who like to eat. Probably a bit more than they should.
And speak for yourself, Alex.
And Kevin's game in the kitchen is strong, and his sauces are even stronger.
Yeah.
So
and
support the boy and his entrepreneurial dreams. Pickleboy Pickleboy.420? Is that the handle?
Pickleboy.420.
You also buried the lead that you're going to be taken off. Not taken off work, but taken off from Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah. Do you remember talking about this?
Yeah, I remember talking to you about this. Cool. We should probably land or nail down those dates and maybe have a second conversation about exactly.
Yeah, we should have a fourth conversation.
We have a podcast that I'm mostly concerned about. More so,
it'll
than
be great.
Business,
it'll be great.
You know, because I trust that you'll get your work done.
No, we were saying that my focus while I'm out.
Yeah.
Is content.
Okay.
And extending the reach and trying to grow the audience by
on the ground.
Yeah. By
boots on the ground.
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Yes.
So we're gonna try to be pumping out some more content.
That's
we're
right.
gonna be doing some clips.
Kevin on the street.
Yeah.
Kevin on the street.
I mean, legitimately we are gonna be Kevin on the street next week. So
are you gone next week?
No.
Okay.
I'm gone November 1st.
That's still pretty soon.
Yeah, I know.
What about guests, the ones that we have booked? Are going to come?
When are
the
they? Are they booked?
Right,
I don't have.
This is a conversation we need to take off mic. But Kevin is going to be hitting the road, and he's going to be heavily active making content. That's something that we did discuss. And one of the places that we are going to be featuring that content is on our new Instagram page, Kevin.
Yeah,
front.center on Instagram. Still unclear what we're going to be doing over there, but
it's going to be real experimental.
Yeah, we're going to be posting, certainly.
We'll be posting all sorts of shit.
We're definitely going to be putting content up. Last night I almost put something up, and you know what? I overthought it and I didn't post it.
That's the number one rule on Instagram
don't
overthink it. Yeah. Don't even think about it.
Just let it rip.
Like when I saw this, salad cream dressing and I said this in a blunt. Not one thought went through my head.
Well, that's, I'm trying to channel Kevin and that way of life on this new channel.
It's not so precious, you know?
So that's the thing. I'm now going to post freely, often, and without any preconceived thoughts.
I know. This is a big step for Alex.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Alex is going to be shit posting, and, you know, we're going to.
I'm kind of excited because
he's
going to
dip his toes into the shit.
I don't even know what that feels like. I'm actually envious of people. Sometimes I see people use Instagram where they'll just take a photo in the app.
Yeah.
And then they'll just like pick one of the selected filters and post it. And they'll do it within like under a minute.
All right. Well, one rule of our Instagram is hashtag no filter. The only filter that you can do is you can only fry the image.
Okay. But what I was talking about is just people in general that post on their own pages, not like, you know, meme or content accounts, just like their own pages. They post just, you know, oh, look at this. Cool. Photo. Snap. They don't like retouch it. They don't Vasco cam it. They don't crop it. They don't overthink it for 25 hours.
I don't do that.
No, I'm saying I'm envious. So I'm going to try on this new page just to be letting it go, letting it rip.
And I guess also we're on topic. You know, you should follow me at K Batory.
You know. I mean, at this point, if you're a fan of the podcast and you're not following Kevin, then, you know, come on.
I haven't gained that many followers from having this podcast.
Wow. Well, that just...
I've gained some, I will say
maybe
that.
Maybe they see the content. They're like, you know, maybe not.
Definitely not.
Yeah, probably not. Kevin, we should get into this. So those are the ads. The free ads this week are for us.
Yeah.
So
fuck y'all. Y'all didn't say
what?
Shit.
You know what? Some people reached out, but they never provided ad copy.
You try to do something nice for people, and, you know, you get crickets in return.
And in some people, a lot of people obviously didn't want to take us up on the free ad deal. Yeah. So we're promoting ourselves.
What I'm putting out to you guys right now, and I can't, there's no way for me to actually do this in real life, but imagine we're in a group chat, and I just sent through a picture of the Joker, and it says, I asked you guys to give us free ad copy, and we'd read it this week. You guys fucked up. Now we're in Joker mode.
Wow. You're threatening the audience.
That's not a threat.
You're just going to Joker mode.
Who's laughing now? Alex, you ever see Joker?
I honestly have to think about it. I did. Is that the one?
No, we're not talking about it. It's a bit.
Okay. I'm lost in the sauce.
One of my ongoing bits of recent is asking people if they've seen Joker. And it's usually a hit.
It goes over strong?
Yeah.
Okay. The movie? The film?
Yeah.
The franchise?
All right, let's move on.
This is bad. We'll cut it. Topics, Kevin. We got news. A lot of news this week.
Yeah, we're going to get into spooky season. Eh?
We're going to fly through this. We did spooky season last week.
Well, this is a running.
Oh, we're in spooky season.
Yeah, we're in spooky season. These are like short recaps of like
of
trick
what?
Or treat, if you will. You know, remember the segment? We're trying to write segments on this fucking show now.
Yeah. I like the idea of segments, Kevin. You know that I'm down. I'm a segment guy.
Well, shit. This is our segment.
Yeah. So we got another segment. It's the same one we did last week.
Trick or treat. It's an ongoing segment.
Oh. Until we get out of spooky season.
Yeah.
Got it. So it's trick or treat. Spooky season continue. When did spooky season start?
October 1.
No, I mean, when did the idea of spooky season start? That was
October 1.
No, in life there was. We never referred to Halloween as spooky season. When did that idea come?
I don't know. Maybe like October 1st.
Yeah. Okay. So. Heinz is the first brand to jump out and do a spooky season edition. That's because for years, condiment lovers have used Heinz ketchup to add deliciously convincing, quote-unquote, blood to their Halloween celebrations. This Halloween, Heinz is bringing the magic to the spookiest night of the year, unleashing Heinz tomato blood ketchup at national grocery stores, opening up the first ever Heinz Halloween store, and making it easy to design the perfect costume with the new Heinz tomato blood costume kit. Heinz is going all the way in on Halloween as a touch point for the brand.
Wow.
And they have basically just changed their label to say tomato blood on it, essentially, is what I'm reading or understanding here. And then they have a sort of a photo of a masked sort of.
It looks like a mummy, I think.
Is that a mummy?
I don't know. Hard to say.
Yeah, I didn't really fully understand. And it's funny, in the notes even says, what is this?
I don't know.
But
clarity on that one.
Are you here for this, Kevin?
Yeah, you know what? I am. It's not much, but it's good work. You know what? We'd love to see just a little bit of a spooky hint in here. They did like a little something. It's nothing too crazy, nothing too lame.
But it's original, and I think it makes sense. Like, I think sometimes brands jump into seasons or categories or collabs, and you're like, I don't know if this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And it's a tenuous link between product and sort of idea. And I'm kind of here for this. I just think it does make sense. The story of like people using ketchup as blood.
Yeah, my brother used to use ketchup as blood. He used to pretend to fall down the stairs and cover his chest in ketchup. And I was like,
that's just hilarious. 3 years
old. And I'd freak out.
That's for years, kind of condiment lovers have been using Heinz ketchup to add deliciously convincing blood to their Halloween celebrations. Yeah. So I'm here. They got me. The story, I read like 10 press releases this week, just about all these different initiatives. This one, I think, was probably the most convincing to be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
You know what they should have done? I want to push them one step further.
Yeah.
Go the, Lil Nas X route.
Okay.
Go the Tony Hawk route. Mm. Add some real blood in there.
Yeah, good call. Definitely some human blood.
Yeah, some human blood.
Yeah.
So this is a treat for me.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm also on the treat side. I don't know about the Heinz Halloween store, but it just sounds like an experience.
Kind of sounds cool. I would go there.
Yeah, it sounds like something. I don't know why they picked LA to do that.
Because it's like, I think LA is like a really big metropolitan area, and there's like a lot of people who live there. So the reach might
that
be
that does make sense.
The reach might be pretty like large for that area.
That's interesting. And they do make films there.
And I think a lot of people in LA celebrate Halloween.
Mm.
If I'm not mistaken, I've heard that before.
Really? More than the average city?
Yeah.
That's interesting. New York...
maybe not more than the average city, but like there's more people there. So like, you know, for mass numbers, I think there's more people there who celebrate Halloween.
Halloween in New York is not our best season. Like, I don't think we celebrate, at least in New York City or Brooklyn. Like in the suburbs where I grew up, it definitely was more popping. I think...
Well, yeah, you were just a kid.
Well, that, but also I just don't, it's hard to trick-or-treat in apartment buildings.
I bet it happens. I have no evidence to say it does or doesn't.
It's fair.
You know.
I just don't think it's a great... New York City is the greatest city in the world, but I don't know if it's a good Halloween destination.
It's a good Halloween party city, though.
Oh, and parties for sure.
For adults.
And then there's, like, the West Village, like, parade.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been to that, it goes pretty hard.
Yeah, I've heard...
Yeah. Second one is Dunkin' Donuts. The company is releasing a peanut butter macchiato Dunkin' has scared up its latest bewitched beverage for Halloween with its new peanut butter cup macchiato. Sure to make ghosts, goblins, and guests shriek with delight, the world's favorite flavor combo of chocolate and peanut butter is now available in the eerily delicious Dunkin' Peanut Butter Cup Macchiato at participating Dunkin' restaurants nationwide. Kevin?
Honestly, here for this.
Wow.
It's kind of, you know, wow. I'm probably not going to order this ever. Wow. I'm a notorious Dunkin' hater. I think their coffee is a little bit trash. But I will say there's a time and place for Dunkin'.
Yeah,
and if I find myself at a Dunkin'
during
spooky season, shit, I might just order this.
Wow, I'm gonna go the other way. While the drink sounds delicious, because I love myself a sweet and overly flavorful coffee beverage, I don't know if this feels spooky enough for me. You know, I think it's in the copy they're kind of selling this as like kind of a eerily delicious beverage, but for me, I don't think it actually feels very Halloween-ish to me. One thing they're also doing is that they have a website called DunkinDoor.com, which has a augmented reality door where fans can hold up their mobile device to their screens and ring the bell. So kind of a virtual trick-or-treat, and you can win, a gift card or a donut. And to me, that feels kind of lazy and forgettable. So I'm out on this one. Drink sounds delicious. I love peanut butter and chocolate combination.
Alex, can you follow the fucking segment format? You're not out on it.
Oh, this is fine.
This is a
trick.
There we go.
It's a trick for me, Kevin. Thank you for holding me accountable.
You know, I spent so much time writing this shit, and then it just gets.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I'm sorry, Kevin. I didn't follow the rules of the game.
It's bullshit.
I'm back, but I'm out. Ah, shit.
All right, next one.
It's a trick for me. It sounds delicious, though. Reese's Peanut Butter
Cup. Yeah, I think we should add this to the list of
Mount Rushmore of Halloween snacks. Go. So mine is probably Snickers, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, like I said. It is a tough game. M&M's Peanuts and maybe Twix. That's a good one.
That's solid.
That's kind of my go.
I would take number one Reese's. You know, any three like Reese's Pieces. You could give me the pumpkin, or you could just give me a simple peanut butter cup. Two, I'll say Snickers. Number three, say Milky Way.
Okay. Interesting.
Number four, I'd say a fresh hamburger off of a neighbor's grill. And number five, I'll say.
There's only four heads on Mount Rushmore.
Number five, I'm going to say. Mount Rushmore is kind of old and fucked up. So
yeah, definitely problematic for sure.
Yeah, definitely some problematic individuals on that.
So
I don't even know who's on it, to
might
be honest.
As well add another.
But number five, I'll say king size nerd rope because that's I used to get that sometimes and I was always stoked when I got
hell
it.
Hell yeah. Honorable mentions, maybe Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Mounds. Oh, I'm back on Twizzlers. The other day I got a regular old Twizzlers from the bodega.
Yeah. You want a good Halloween candy story?
Yeah.
When I was in second grade, I went on a camping trip, and I think this was maybe, I think it was like pre-Halloween. It must have been like the weekend before Halloween.
Okay.
And my mom sent me with some Butterfinger BBs. They were like those.
Butterfinger is a good.
It was Butterfinger BBs, though. It was like the bite size. They're like malt balls. Mm-hmm. This is my first camping trip as a Boy Scout. So my dad bought me this new Swiss Army knife, sharpened it all good, telling me how to use it.
Sure. How old are you?
Second grade. So I guess seven. Eight. Yep.
Good time to have.
And so I was wielding it, and I was chilling with some friends.
Yep.
They were setting up their tent, and I got a little hungry, and I decided I needed to break into these Butterfinger BBs, and I could not do it. So I whipped out the knife.
Okay. Yeah.
And I sliced my finger open.
Oh,
real bad.
Yeah. Shocker.
Cut the nerves.
Yeah. Ooh.
In my finger.
Had Jesus.
To, yeah. I was running around with a. Screaming with a bloody finger. It's a lot of blood.
Wow.
And had to go to an ER.
Wow.
And get it stitched up.
Damn.
And I had to quit Boy Scouts because the Scoutmaster kept calling me Butterfinger.
That's good. That's got jokes.
I know. I couldn't handle it when I was that young. And so I had to respectfully bow out.
Damn. Kevin Hart was your, was your scout leader?
No, I can't. Good, I don't remember the guy's name.
Good jokes. That's a good joke, Butterfinger.
It is a really good joke.
That stuff.
It was too ironic.
I give that story.
I got.
That's a treat. That story.
Yeah, and then I dressed up as Frankenstein and got to wear some gloves.
Oh, because, yeah. Forever?
I got, yeah.
Every Halloween
just
forever?
That one.
Got it.
I guess the gloves made sense.
What are you going to be this year? You got a costume planned? You got
the Hamburglar.
Is that true?
Yeah, but I need to probably order shit like now.
Yeah, it's spooky season. It's here. Kevin.
Yeah, I know.
Last story of the day is a another donut company. Everything is food related today. A company called Krispy Kreme is revising or rebranding as Krispy Scream.
Oh, but I'm going to... Sorry. Going back on Dunkin' real quick.
Oh.
This is a treat.
Wow. You're in... I think you already said that.
Oh, did I? I can't remember.
Yeah,
fuck it.
You said it already. You already
Jesus.
Said it. Yeah.
All right, my bad. Fuck.
It's okay. Stick to the game, Kevin. The last one is Krispy Scream. A rebrand and a new logo for a momentary time at Krispy Kreme. They have a couple of donuts that are new.
Yes. Let me start by saying I'll take Krispy Kreme any day over Dunkin'. Those donuts are bussin'. The original glaze. Do you ever have a hot one? Oh, my God.
Wow. It is true. A original glaze Krispy Kreme donut is...
Hot and fresh out the kitchen?
The goat of donuts. Mount Rushmore of donuts.
No. Yeah, I mean, I don't think...
Custard. No. Original glaze.
I just, you know, give me the... Yeah,
crawler. And chocolate frosting.
Yeah, just give me glazed. Give me, you know... I don't even know what they're called. Just like the plain ones, I'll take a custard filled one with a little chocolate on top.
Raspberry jelly donut. Yeah. I'm gonna have to actually move the frosting donut off of my Rushmore. Bring in raspberry jelly.
Oh, I guess I'm not doing a good job at listening today. Did we say what they did? They're changing their name temporarily to Krispy Scream.
Yeah, Kevin. Welcome to the podcast. I just said that.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, they are used to be called Krispy Kreme.
Sorry, and Alex. Now, I actually forgot my listening ears today.
And now they're Krispy Scream, and they have spooky transformation and sweet new treats.
All right, well,
bring these devilish design donuts to your next Monster Mash.
You know, usually I'm a hater on this show, and I'll own up to that. But today I'm a lover. This is also a treat.
Wow, you're loving all of this, Kevin. I love this new attitude.
I just really enjoy
spooky season.
Yeah, I enjoy a nice pun on our name. That's good. My God. And it's just tasteful, you know?
Did you hear what I just said? Bring these devilish design donuts to your next Monster Mash.
That's good copy.
That's fucking good copywriting. I think that's Adweek, maybe. Or that could be Krispy Kreme. I don't know who came up with that. But that is, that's just good writing.
What are you taking, Alex? Are you taking a trick?
I'm not. Yeah, this one is a bit of a trick for me. I mean, it's like,
what?
You made donuts that look like Halloween donuts.
What are they? What you have such high expectations of brands and what they do.
I honestly, you know what? It's something I'm working on, being less of a hater, being just more just grateful and glad for that any of this exists to tickle our fancy here. What I will say is there's one donut that has like a green sort of frosting on the top, and it has a pretzel in the top, and it's supposed to like mimic a witch's brew. We'll put this in the Instagram sort of roundup, and that is innovation, people. It genuinely looks like a bowl of stew with a spoon in it. It's amazing.
Yeah,
I'm here for that one.
So that one's a trick for
that
you.
One's definitely a trick.
Oh fuck,
for
that
me.
One's a treat.
That
oh,
one's man. A treat for me. But the whole Krispy Scream thing, fine, I'm okay on it. But overall, I got to give this. Sort of segment to Heinz. I think Heinz had the most original kind of idea. I think they went the hardest. They, you know, kind of, it feels unique and exciting versus like you would expect Krispy Kreme to make Halloween donuts. You would expect Dunkin' to make some sort of sweet coffee drink. These are what we expect from these companies and these brands. But
yeah, making tomato blood is not, that's totally unexpected.
No, that's a little bit unique. That's exciting. That feels fresh.
Well, Alex, I'd like to remind you that this is not a competition. We are just simply running down and saying whether we think they're tricks or we think they're treats.
Fine. It's been a hell of a segment, honestly, right, Kevin. Speaking of blood and condiments, on October 19th, Popeyes is introducing Megan the Stallion Hottie Sauce to spice up its chicken sandwich and new nuggets in the U.S. and 14 other countries around the globe. Kevin, fun fact, today is October 19th.
I know. Let's fucking go. I actually might go down to Popeyes and see if I can get...
There is one in Greenpoint.
I know.
Right? Very close.
I might go see if I can get, like,
Kevin?
18 packets of hot sauce.
And some nuggets.
Yeah.
And come back to the
chicken
studio.
Chicken sandwich, yeah.
If you are able to acquire said hottie sauce, we will put in a segment at the end of the podcast, us trying hottie sauce and reviewing it, right?
Yeah, maybe we'll even just we'll do it on the phone. Fuck. I don't know. We'll sit. Fuck it. I don't know.
Okay. So as part of the deal, Grammy Award winning artist will become a franchise owner for the food company. So this is kind of a cool deal, right? It's a celebrity collab it wouldn't be a celebrity collab without merch. So they're doing co-branded limited edition merchandise.
Oh, yes.
You're getting bikinis, long sleeve tees, hats, you know, sort of, you know, plush dog toys, you know, all the good stuff. And it's all available at thehottiesauce.com. And Kevin, this is your girl getting that Popeyes bag.
I'm just going to say this is like three fucking things I just absolutely adore. I'd say one, Meg Thee Stallion, fuck. Like, love her. Love everything about her. Two, love hot sauce. Mm. Goddamn. Like,
nothing better.
I am so excited to just bathe in this sauce.
Mm.
And three is, the third one would be seeing Meg Thee Stallion get a fucking bag.
Mm. I thought you were going to go with fried chicken, but I hear you. I also enjoy those three things, and I also enjoy Popeyes. I think the sandwich wars, remember the sandwich wars, Kevin?
Yeah, I do remember the sandwich wars.
I think they won the sandwich wars. I think they started it, and I think they ended it. I think they were the winners. I think I've tried a good amount of those other sandwiches. I think Popeyes was the winner in my mind. Whether they had the best chicken sandwich or not, it doesn't even matter. I just think that they came out victorious in the wars.
Well, they started it, I think, right?
Well, that's what I mean. They started, and then I think other brands kind of like came in, but I don't think any of them ever really bested them as a better sandwich or with the same amount of enthusiasm or hoopla around the sandwich. So I think Popeyes won that war, and I think they're kind of bringing Megan Thee Stallion sort of on top of that. And I think this is I'm here for all of this. I think generally I was thinking about this a little bit this morning in terms of like fast food companies doing celebrity deals and doing like celebrity partnerships, and then also giving them their own sort of like sandwiches. Like they had the Travis Scott meal that kind of started a lot of this with McDonald's, and then BTS had like a similar thing, and they had merch, and they had like custom sweet chili dipping sauce. Mm-hmm. And so you're kind of, you know, we talked about Sweetgreen also, Naomi Osaka, kind of back in the day, and how, you know, the partnership between them. She had a custom salad and stuff like that. And
yeah, this partnership's built different, though. Like, shit. I'm honestly, like, let's get this podcast over with so we can stop and go get a motherfucking chicken sandwich hottie sauce.
Okay, we got it.
You know what I would love?
We're filming this around lunchtime, so
we're pretty hungry.
Yeah, we're both pretty hungry.
When we said we kicked everybody out of the studio, they actually just went to lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say, I would love an extension, you know, get Meg in the booth, and you know the song Body? Change it to Hottie, you know, Hottie, 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 you know where I'm going with that. So let's get that in the works. I want to see this on shelves nationwide. Maybe it's unfortunate that she partnered with Popeyes, because Pickleboy 420 would kill to have a Meg Thee Stallion partnership. Maybe that's in my future later.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, maybe I can lock her down.
I don't know if you have quite as much to offer her. Apparently she's getting her own Popeyes.
I mean, that's pretty cool, and she's probably Popeyes
franchise
brand loyal.
I like that deal. I like that they're not just like, hey, we're gonna pay you a bunch of money and you're gonna be in the commercials. Like, she's gonna get her own franchise. That's pretty cool.
I'm actually kind of sad now, because I think I can never have a hot sauce collab with Meg Thee Stallion.
No, she's probably kind of
crushed some of my dreams, if I'm being honest. So I was really pumped to start, and now I'm a little sad.
Well, it's sad for Kevin, but great for America and also 9 other countries. So 14 other countries around the globe. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion for being a global superstar.
Yeah. She's great. I love her.
Yep, I know you do. Did you see that video that was going around? It was like a girl that brought her boyfriend to a Megan Thee Stallion concert, and like they're very close to the stage, And she comes out and starts dancing and, you know, doing her Meg Thee Stallion thing. And his face, his jaw just like literally is as open as it could possibly be. And maybe he wasn't familiar with her work. And he looked like a, you know, bit of a lax bro, you know, kind of a kind of frayed hat type vibe.
Yeah.
And he was pretty impressed.
Well, I'm happy for that guy.
Yeah. And the caption.
I wish that was me.
The girlfriend said, "I think my boyfriend is a new Megan Thee Stallion fan."
Yeah.
So she kind of has that effect on people, and I'm excited for this. And I guess my only question here: are we sick of celebrity sort of fast food deals? Or is this the peak, or are we kind of
this has to be the peak? I think I'm pretty sick of these deals. I love that said. I do love this deal with Meg Thee Stallion.
Well, you love Megan Thee Stallion,
I do.
Yeah, and we're happy for her.
Hand up, I do.
Hand up, yeah, she rules. She's fucking sick. And the hot sauce sounds great.
Yeah,
the hottie sauce. We gotta try it.
We're gonna try it.
We're gonna get it. Try it. Gonna get it and try it. And we're gonna have to do it on the pod. If that doesn't happen at the end of this podcast, that just means we were unable to acquire.
Or we just didn't really feel like doing it, so why don't you lay off? Calm down. Maybe we'll put it up on front.center.
Wow.
Go see it there.
You think we're going to be doing content like that, post-pod video content? We talk a big game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think it's going to be... We'll talk about this off mic. But
front Instagram
we remember
handle.
We talked about letting it rip and...
Yeah. You bring up a good point. We shouldn't overthink the content. Let the content game just come to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Memes. Video reviews.
Put on a fucking reel.
Kevin, a reel?
Yeah.
Wow. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
Speaking of anything being possible, we have a rebrand. How about that transition?
Oh, man.
Poof.
Chef's kiss.
Yep. It is a rebrand. We got to do it.
It's a rebrand.
It's a rebrand. Another week, another logo that is in the shape of the product that it's selling. Did you notice that, Kevin, here?
I didn't. My computer actually died.
Wow. Well,
sorry, I'll pull it up on my phone. Fuck.
Last week we had Pringles, the Pringle Man, aka Mr. Pringle, shaped a bit like a Pringle himself. This week we have a new logo for a brand, and it's called Hot Pockets, and the logo is in the shape of a Hot Pocket. And hot take for you, Kevin. I kind of like it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think people are saying it lacks the like elegance and the dignity of the old Hot Pockets logo, but wait a goddamn fucking second. When did Hot Pockets have dignity?
Yeah, when are you ever eating a dignified Hot Pocket? Yeah, come on.
Like, calm the hell down. In fact, the fact that it had a serif dignified logo to begin with is like, that's insane.
It is.
And so Hot Pockets has abandoned their serif and their class. They're rolling out kind of this playful, funky, almost 90s inspired logo, and I dig it. I like it. I think it's funky. It kind of fits the shape well. It's got a little bit of character on the K and the E and the T and the S at the end of the logo. I think it might could benefit from a little bit of that same character on the left side of the logo. It just seems like a little off, you know, from a balance perspective. I might want to do something funky on the left. And I think that's my overall criticism is like, it didn't go far enough. Like, I think it could be funkier. And I think they could lean all the way in here on, you know, Hot Pockets. The packaging was like, you know, they kind of cleaned it up, but it doesn't really do much more than just kind of put the new logo big and kind of, you know, clean it up a little bit. But I think they could have leaned in a little bit heavy into this sort of funky, weird, bizarre design, 90s inspired snack food idea.
Yeah, we love that right now.
Yeah, I think it's kind of hot, and I think it would have been cool for them to do it. And they kind of they went half. It's a half cooked Hot Pocket brand.
So you were very hot on it to start. You came out loving it, and then now you're cooling off.
I'm hot on the branding,
just like a Hot Pocket.
Yes,
you bit into it.
Oh,
and
I
it
see
was
what
super,
you did there. Yeah.
Really fucking hot.
The first
and then
bite,
as you peel away and go into the layers, it's a little bit cold.
Exactly, and the middle is a little colder than I wanted it to be.
So I'll ask you this, Alex.
Yeah,
this is a question I had.
Yeah, about Hot Pockets.
About this particular logo. Mm. Is it hot or is it out of pocket?
It's hot for me. I'm gonna go against the. I'm gonna be a bit of a contrarian to probably what most people will say about this logo. They'll say it's, you know, out of pocket. It's not great design. I'm actually here for it. I'm going to give this one hot. This is hot for me.
Certified hot design from Alex Center.
Yeah. I'm trying to be more positive just generally, but I'm seeing some merit and certainly looking at the old Hot Pocket branding and design and packaging, which featured a Serif logo and a bit too much class and really kind of quite forgettable. This is we're moving in the right direction here.
Yeah. I will say my one complaint with this logo is I do not think that the Hot Pocket itself is that narrow and long.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit more chunky and
thick.
It's a little thicker, and I would like to maybe see it in the same pocket.
Yeah, you know, if we're talking about the shape of the Hot Pocket as the logo container shape, Hot Pockets are a little bit wider.
Yeah, they're a little bit wider, a little bit more squat.
Yeah, I haven't. When was the last time you had a Hot Pocket?
Oh, I used to. My dad used to make them for me all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
This is gonna get dark. I could tell the look in Kevin's eyes. Two more thoughts. One, the name Hot Pocket, I never really thought about it that long because I've never really considered the brand, but like it's a pocket that's hot.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's
great. And then the second part is, have you ever had a spinach feta wrap from Starbucks?
No, I avoid Starbucks.
Yeah. Starbucks has breakfast offerings, and one of them is a spinach feta wrap. It's like a whole wheat wrap with egg and feta and spinach inside.
It's like the same vibe where it's like molten on the outside and then freezing, like still frozen when you get in the middle.
Yeah, exactly. It is basically a grown-up Hot Pocket, and I love it. It's so good. It's probably the only thing I ever get from Starbucks consistently or at all, really.
Wow.
They also have their own Starbucks Sriracha, fun little fact.
No, they don't. They just put their logo on it.
No, it's actually a little bit different than the Sriracha.
Yeah, there's different types. There's different Sriracha brands.
They have they've white labeled some Sriracha, and I quite like that as well. So if you take the whole, it's whole wheat too. So it's a health food.
Yeah.
We
keep it healthy here on Front and Center.
Yeah, exactly. So the first bite is scorching hot, will burn the entire, you know, front of your face. And then by the middle, it'll be nice and cold, just like a Hot Pocket.
Damn.
So those are my two thoughts. We had a couple other stories. Oh, you
want to do
the last segment? Come on, you have another segment.
We got hella segments.
Yeah,
dude, we're going to run through these ones.
Yeah,
It's called Stop It.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like, on SNL, they used to have Really with Seth Meyers, like Amy Poehler. They'd be like, Really?
Yeah, actually, really? I'm trying to get on the
SNL?
Writing. Yeah, I'm trying to write next season.
Listen, I'd love nothing more than to have my sweet prince, Kevin, get onto the writing staff. SNL this week was pretty good, I thought. It was.
All right, we'll get back to the segment. B+. We're not going to talk
this
about SNL.
This segment is called Stop It. How's that for a lead-in?
Stop It.
Stop It. That's better.
Yeah.
Cut the other one I said.
No, we'll leave it in.
Stop It.
We're letting them run a little bit.
All right. First, Stop It goes out to beloved 90s brand Dunkaroos. They are back. They kind of came back maybe about a year ago or so. They released a 90s-inspired line of clothing. They had merch, and they are back now with digital merch, virtual merch, I assume, to catch in on the Bitcoin, blockchain, whatever the fuck.
But they killed the kangaroo. Kevin,
I didn't even get to the point of the story, which is they killed the actual dunk, the Dunkaroo himself, the kangaroo.
Duncan.
Is that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he was on the package. He was the one that was putting the cookies into the frosting. He's dead. They murdered
that kangaroo.
They murdered him.
PETA has entered the chat.
And
Dunkaroos, stop it.
And basically, it's just they're back. They're trying to be like, ooh, we're so cool in 90s nostalgia. And they forgot the mascot, which is the key to success.
Yeah.
You're not a Dunkaroo. You're just a Roo, I guess. Or you're just a
dunk.
Yeah.
There we go. Stop it.
Stop it. Next, Kevin, we have Street meets Oscar with a new streetwear collection from Oscar Mayer. T-shirts, pins, bomber jackets, socks, countless styles featuring the brand's iconic condiment-inspired colors and well-loved logo. I like how they said that. It's well-loved.
Yeah,
it is. More than that, it's just well-loved.
Alex, I'm going to call you out real quick. You missed a phenomenal opportunity. You should have said street meets meat.
Wow. Street meets meat.
Maybe that's not as good as I thought. At the intersection of street and meat.
Is a new streetwear collection by Oscar Mayer, where they are going to a streetwear collection, t-shirts, pins, bomber jackets, socks, countless styles, all showcasing the brand's iconic condiment-inspired colors and well-loved logo.
Yes. I'm going to give the designer credit here because the merch itself is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But stop it, Oscar Mayer.
Stop
nobody it. Needs fucking, nobody needs wiener merch. Like, nobody needs your meat merch. Like, come on. Just sell your shitty meats and, you know, move on. Just keep those verticals as you have them. You don't need a streetwear line.
Yeah, not every company needs a streetwear line. But with that said, Kevin, this is probably going off script and off tangent and off plan here. I think you would rock that bucket out.
I think I would too, but
I know. Maybe even the fanny pack.
Yeah, but like that shit's
expensive. But also the
in typical streetwear fashion, it's fucking expensive.
Oh, it's pricey. If someone were to gift Kevin Oscar Mayer jumpsuit, he would rock it flawlessly. Yeah. He would crush it. But no one wants this, so stop it.
Yeah.
And the last one, maybe the most important one, goes out to Ronnie Feig and the entire team at Kith, which is a beloved store and brand known for its collabs. They rolled out this week a pretty, 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 pretty horrific collaboration with Curb Your Enthusiasm. The show, the beloved show, is coming back next Sunday, this Sunday. I guess so. So Succession, the best show on television, came back last weekend to HBO. So primetime HBO is back. And we don't need Curb Kith merch. Like, please stop it.
I'll say that I would love some Curb merch. But again, I'm not trying to pay fucking $150 for a long sleeve t-shirt from Kith. Also, Larry David, like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. Cheryl Hines, go get your mans. Like, what are you talking about? Stop it, Larry David. You're not a Kith guy.
I feel like
you don't give a shit. I mean, all right, get the bag, Larry. You've gotten so many bags in your fucking career. Like, how many bags is too many?
Something tells me
stop it.
He doesn't have anything to do with this.
Oh, definitely not.
And I don't think he gives a shit about this, but it's one of those images that's it's cursed to see the Curb Your Enthusiasm iconic type and sound and theme song
and then Kith
underneath it. It just makes me want to just jump off the nearest rooftop.
We have one more stop it actually.
Wow, we have another stop it. Off script.
I don't think it might be buried in the dock. I don't know. But
what do you got?
The Masked Singer announced this week they're releasing NFTs.
Baby.
Before I say stop it, I would like to ask you, Alex, are you going to buy one of these? Are you going to buy a couple of them?
So I have some bad news for you, Kevin. So as you know, I've been a Masked Singer and even Masked Dancer viewer. There were some dark times in the last year and a half. Obviously, quarantine and content was at a premium. A lot of my favorite shows were unable to film due to the virus. And The Masked Singer got me through. And
so you're going to be buying a couple helped, NFTs, yeah?
It brought a smile to my face at a time when the world just needed a little less seriousness and a little less, you know, drama and sadness and just a little bit of Robin Thicke and Nicole Scherzinger. And unfortunately, I have fallen behind this season. I watched the premiere, and as much as it was great to see Nick Cannon and the crew back, I kind of have fallen behind on my viewings, and I don't know if I will make it to the end of the season.
Damn.
Alter Ego, as I talked about previously, never made it even out of the first episode. And I think that's because there's actually good television on. Succession, as I mentioned, Curb's coming back. I'm watching The Morning Show.
Lotus.
White Lotus was good.
Squid Game.
Kevin, I'm on 5. What are you on?
I think I might be on 5.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Perfect Strangers. There's good TV back on television. And I don't know, Masked Singer. It's just not.
Right.
It's not you, it's me.
Stop it.
Stop it. Oh, and so get the fuck out of here, NFTs. Anyone who buys spends more than $5 on a link to a JPEG connected to Masked Singer.
Stop it. Yeah, let's get Griff on here to talk about them.
That's the show. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. We're on our way to go get some Popeye's hottie sauce.
Yeah, and if we come back, then that means we were successful. If not, we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Later.
Kevin? Can you hear me? Can you see me? This is a voice recording, audio memo, hottie sauce review. We got chicken nuggets and we got chicken sandwich. The sauce looks a little sweet and sour-ish in its design. Smells a little bit hot and soury. I'm taking the first bite.
Tom, I said it's Boston.
Kevin says it's Boston. I say it's delicious. It's sweet, but not spicy enough. It's not. If you're going to call yourself a hottie sauce, I don't know if it has enough kick for me. It's sweet. It's delicious. It's kind of like General Chow's-ish chili, but not spicy enough.
Hot and sweet, just like that.
Hot and sweet, just like Meg. That's a review.
I mean, we're gonna see if I can weave it in, but not even a bad bit for the next episode.
Great. And if the beat live, you know Lil Juke made it. Body yaddy 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 crazy curvy wavy big titties little waist body yaddy 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 yaddy. Took a trip on the real creep tip. Yeah. Bitch, rule number one is don't repeat that don't shit. Repeat that rule shit. Number two, if they all came with you, they better know exactly what the fuck they came to do. Body yaddy 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 yaddy